Welcome to Rock Your Reinvention, the show for high-achieving career women who refuse to settle for mediocrity and aren't afraid to take bold action. This is a place where you can authentically show up, where every dream and goal can be validated and achieved. Hi, I'm your host, Karen Freeland, a certified life reinvention coach, speaker, and award-winning author. I'm here to give you the tips, tools, and strategies to help you shift your mindset, build your confidence, and take meaningful actions so you can rock your reinvention. Ready to go from stuck to thriving? Let's go. Hey, hey, reinventors. Oh, welcome back to the show. I am really excited about today's episode because I am seeing more and more women coming to me looking for coaching as a result of burnout. However, here's the really interesting thing. They almost never say outright that they're feeling burnt out. They actually don't recognize that's the state that they've reached. So instead, they come to me and they mention things like, hey, Karen, I'm not able to control my emotions at work, or I'm really starting to resent my job. They will often say things like, I'm feeling really pessimistic. I'm just angry all the time. Or they no longer enjoy a job they used to love. And here's the thing, every single one of those feelings is actually associated with burnout. So today I want to focus on three myths, three that I think are leading to women misdiagnosing burnout for themselves. And again, this is not to blame anyone, okay? Please understand that. Actually, it's very easy to not realize you're burnt out because not even doctors can diagnose this. There's no medical diagnosis that you can put on an insurance form. Did you know that? Like you go to the doctors and you say you have strep throat or you fractured your leg. They have codes for that. The doctor can say, okay, this is what's wrong with you. But with burnout, it's not like that. So if the doctors can't even diagnose it, how the heck are we supposed to? Well, my hope is that by understanding these three myths and checking out my burnout webinar, you're going to be more equipped to banish burnout for good in your life. And if you're still not registered, make sure you go to KarenFreeland.com/burnout and sign up today. Okay, so myth number one, here we go. Burnout is the same thing as stress and only caused by overworking yourself. I wish I had like one of those buzzers. I should have brought it out from the game Taboo. We have that game. You know, they have that little buzzer and I could just like beep. Anyway, insert buzzer noise here. Some stress is actually good. It's called eustress. That is spelled E-U and then the word stress. Eustress. So for example, let's say you have a big presentation at work. You might feel a little bit nervous because you want it to go really well. So therefore, you practice more. And then as a result of that extra practice, because you are a little bit stressed, you end up doing an amazing job. Of course you do. You're a rock star. That's a case where stress could be really helpful. That's an example of good stress. Burnout, on the other hand, is not helpful. When you hit burnout, you're to the point where you feel like you can't or don't want to function. Lots of people have stressful jobs, right? But that doesn't mean they are burnt out. They may very well be on the road to burnout if they aren't taking the proper precautions, but they aren't one and the same. So I know a lot of us are in marketing or have been in marketing over the course of our careers. So let's say you have a trade show coming up. And anybody who has ever worked a trade show knows that for about a month before, it's chaos, right? It's all the last minute details. You're working crazy hours and you're just trying to make this trade show the best experience ever. Then you go to the trade show. You're on 24/7 for 3 or 4 days and you come home and guess what? You're wiped, right? You're so exhausted. You're tired. You're just done. That is not burnout, because if you do the right things to help yourself recover, then you're going to get right back to your normal state. However, burnout tends to happen when that happens repeatedly and there's no breaks in between. So remember that just because you have a stressful job or a short-term push does not mean you are burnt out. Now, I want to deal with the second piece of that myth around this idea of overwork being the only route to burnout. Burnout is typically defined as being physically, emotionally, or mentally taxed for an extended period of time. Remember that extended period of time? We just talked about that. But it's physically, emotionally, or mentally overtaxed. So that might come from being in a rocky marriage where things aren't going so great right now. And you're constantly having this weigh on you emotionally. Or maybe you're caring for a sick parent or child and you're trying to navigate the healthcare system, which is a whole full-time job in and of itself. And that mental taxation every day is just beating you down. It's sending you on your way to burnout. So I want to be really clear. There are plenty of other ways to land yourself in burnout outside of being a workaholic. And in my experience, that's a major reason why many women don't actually see the signs. They'll say, but Karen, I don't work weekends and I shut down at 5 p.m. every day. And yet they're still feeling burnt out. They're still sharing those symptoms during our initial call where we're getting to know each other that I had mentioned before. They're tired. They're frustrated in their job. They are losing interest in things. All of that's coming up, and yet they still shut down at 5 p.m. every day. So don't think just because you're not a workaholic that, oh, well, I'm excluded from burnout. So there you have it, myth busted. Burnout is not the same as stress, and it also comes from other areas than just your job. All right, myth number two. Taking a vacation will cure my burnout. Unfortunately, that's not the case. An isolated week off from your job, if you're truly experiencing burnout, will not be enough to cure you, quote unquote, okay? Like, cure you. Now, hear me out. I still want you to take all of your vacation days, okay? Use them because they certainly will help and you deserve it. You're given them for a reason. It is not a bad thing to take your vacation. I just don't want you to think that a week in Cabo is suddenly going to have you loving your job and not wanting to sleep all the time. It doesn't work like that. And for many of you that are working in very demanding jobs, you go on a vacation and come back to 742 emails, and the stress and the overwhelm just skyrockets. So the thought of unplugging for any amount of time, just the thought of it is overwhelming. So what's really important to understand here is that there are three phases of burnout. And each phase of burnout has its own remedy. So I'm going to be teaching you the three stages of burnout during my webinar, Banish Burnout. So if you still haven't signed up, make sure you do that. KarenFreeland.com/burnout. Go there now. And this is going to make a lot more sense once you come through that training. Because here's the thing. If you're at phase three, and that is the most advanced phase of burnout, and people are recommending strategies that are typically helpful in, let's say, phase one, like taking a vacation, you're going to be very disappointed when you go on that vacation and it doesn't work. You don't feel better and you haven't gotten rid of burnout. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in the next myth. However, I will say that a vacation can definitely help in the sense that it can be the tip of the spear to give you some time away from work or from raising the kids or from whatever else has been mentally or emotionally or physically taxing you. A chance to reflect and see what life would feel like without the everyday chaos that you're currently living in. It can really help to start restore that hope in your life. So there you have it. Myth busted. Taking a vacation won't cure your burnout, but it can be a great first step. All right. Myth number three. If you're experiencing burnout, you must be weak or have something wrong with you. Look, if you listened to episode one of Rock Your Reinvention with Drs. Kristen and Aaron, you know burnout isn't your fault. So much of what leads to burnout is actually a result of our culture, especially for those of us in America. It is a result, in many times, of the male-driven industries. And this is no disrespect to men. I love men. But at the same time, many of the top men in organizations are either divorced, or their kids are grown, or their wife stays home and takes care of everything. And in many situations, their executive assistant is basically like their second wife, and they handle all the things, all that mental load that we as women carry. So all that they have to do is literally show up and focus on running the company, run the business. That's it. Their dry cleaning is done by the executive assistant. She comes to them and says, hey, what time, or, you know, Friday is your wife's birthday. What do you want me to send her? Like, hey, somebody on your team, their father passed away. What do you want me to send them? Like, the executive assistant is the brains in operation. Like, they're the one that keeps it all moving. And so we don't see that oftentimes, right? I was chief of staff, so I got to see the inner workings of that. And I saw how really, truly, these executives just need to focus on running the business. And most of us, well, we don't have that luxury. We still carry the weight of working on our child's science project while making sure the dog gets to the vet for their checkup, making sure the laundry is done. And oh, by the way, we're trying to scale a business at the same time, right? We're doing all the things. And we're human, ladies. We can only keep this up for so long before something breaks. What I think is a better indicator of weakness is not being willing to ask for help, not investing the time and energy in yourself to become the best version of you. Because you know what? That takes strength. It takes a lot of strength to swallow a little bit of humble pie and admit, I need support. Because we're high achieving women. Like, we don't let anyone know when something's wrong. We take so much pride in our work and in being, air quotes again here, perfect. Although we know there's no such thing as perfect, that's just kind of our North Star, right? It's a thing that we're aiming for. The real strength is saying, you know what? If I had a little bit of help, I know I could get through this faster and easier. And I deserve that. So I'm going to get the support I need. I hope that each of you can find the strength to speak up for yourself and get support. Because there really is nothing wrong with you. We are casualties of the system, and yet that doesn't make us powerless. We have a lot more power than we give ourselves credit for. So there is something you can do about it. And that is exactly why I created Banish Burnout, a free webinar where I will teach you how to create your own action plan for beating burnout, personalized to the phase that you're in, to help you calm the chaos and bring more joy to your life immediately. And it is possible. I am a burnout survivor, and so are dozens of my clients. So go to KarenFreeland.com/burnout today and secure your spot. I hope you loved this episode, and I can't wait to see you on the webinar. Yes, the replay will be available. So even if you can't make it live, register anyway. I'll send you the replay. And until next time, everybody, stay fabulous. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're inspired to take action by committing to one of the tips or strategies we talked about in today's episode. And if you want accountability and support, I've got your back.
Join my private Facebook group, Successful Working Women Rocking Reinvention, today. You'll find a community of like-minded women waiting to support you, exclusive content, and helpful resources to ensure you succeed. Lastly, if you loved this episode, do me a favor and be sure to leave a review. Together, we can encourage more women to live their purpose. See you next time.